Hi, I'm here tonight speaking to Gus G from Ozzy Osbourne, Firewind, and of course solo artist too. Hi Gus, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm fine, thanks.
Good, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for fitting this chat in.
Yes, pleasure, always.
Great, okay, so can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing at the moment? I know you're very busy.
Yeah, you know, it's been about 3 weeks since my debut solo album came out. It's called I Am The Fire, so I'm just getting ready to go on my first European tour. So it's actually starting May 1st. It's a co-headline tour with Marty Friedman. So yeah, getting ready to start this one. So I'm very excited about it.
Great, that's awesome. And what kind of reaction have you had to the album? Because obviously it's got a mix of different artists on. It's something very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, it's been really great feedback. I mean, I gotta tell you, it's been the best reviewed album of my career so far, which is, I'm pretty amazed at that, actually. I've never gotten such great reviews
yeah.
in the past, so... So I guess that's a really good sign. I mean, the album's doing really well, it seems.
That's great. Okay, so are you planning on doing any further touring, you know, sort of more worldwide stuff, or is it just European at the moment?
Yeah, right now it's just European, but we are looking at, you know, obviously doing some stuff in America as well, and Japan, and it might take a while till we put everything together, but yeah, hopefully... the rest of the year is going to take me to other places as well, hopefully, and maybe next year as well.
Cool. Have you played with Marty Friedman before?
Yeah, we've played, we've jammed a couple of times. You know, he actually jammed with Firewind in Japan, in Tokyo a couple of years back, and then he also did a show here in Greece, and I joined him on stage and we played. So we've been friends for 10 years, so... It's finally cool to do a full-scale tour with him. You know, he's one of the guitar players I really look up to, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay, thank you. Right, well, that leads us on to hopefully another guitar player that you like. So, as you know, at Metal Shock Finland, we're celebrating Richie Blackmore this week. The idea being that to pay tribute to someone, they shouldn't just have to have died. You know, it's nice to celebrate them while they're still around. What do you think to that idea?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And especially, you know, to a legend like Richie Blackmore, you know. I mean, it's great that you guys are doing that, you know. I mean, if you're into rock guitar, you cannot, you know, not like a guy like Richie Blackmore and not have picked up on any of his riffs and stuff, you know.
That's right. So what are your thoughts on Richie and his career in total?
Well, I think he's done pretty well for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a big fan of his, obviously. You know, I love his Deep Purple stuff and, you know, his Rainbow stuff. It's all, you know, great, illustrious career. And even, you know, with Blackmore's Night, you know, that's not really the kind of stuff that I listen to be honest. I like his rock stuff, his electric stuff more. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's one of the originators of rock and, you know, hard rock and heavy guitar, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of the truly great ones, you know. It's like, you know, people like Tony Iommi, Jimmy Page, and Richie Blackmore, you know, those are kind of like the guys that set the bar for, you know, the rest to follow, so to speak of, you know.
Yeah, quite. Okay, so as a guitarist yourself and a musician, what do you feel that you've learned from Richie?
Well, lots of cool riffs. And, no, I mean, the cool thing with Richie is, like, you know, his playing when it came to, I mean, obviously his riffs are, like, so iconic and so classic, you know, like, everybody will Smoke on the Water and stuff like that, and Highway Star and all that, and, I mean, so many hits with Deep Purple, of course, but, you know, when it came to his soloing, obviously his playing was very free form, and he's the kind of player where he never really played the same thing twice. So it really is, you know, that was very inspiring, you know, kind of to try and pick up his, you know, his solos note for note and stuff like that. And of course, he has some really classic solos there as well, you know, and
Yeah, and I
like the way he makes also the blues with classical, you know, a little bit. He was kind of like doing it as, you know, I guess he was going that direction, kind of like where Yngwie Malmsteen was going before Yngwie, in a way, I guess, you know, and
yeah,
I guess Yngwie himself is, you know, he's has admitted that he's got a lot of gotten a lot of stuff from Ritchie Blackmore, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So do you think rock and metal would have been different today if Ritchie hadn't picked up a guitar?
Yeah, of course. It's like, you know, it's if any of those originators of rock guitar, you know, like I said, if any of those guys weren't around, things probably would have been different, without a doubt, you know. I mean, it's like it's like saying what would the world of classical music be without Mozart or something, you know what
Yeah, part and parcel of it, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so have you got some favourite work by Ritchie?
I mean, yeah, all his stuff, I guess, on, you know, Deep Purple in rock, Machine Head, you know, the most of the Rainbow albums, you know, you know, Long Live Rock and Roll, Rainbow Rising, first album. Yeah. I mean, he's been, you know, his stuff is just classic all the way.
Yeah.
What do you pick out? I mean, there's not a single Blackmore record where there's not, like, a classic tune in there, you know what I mean?
That's right, yeah, yeah. It's difficult to pick one.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the same with Sabbath, you know, it's like, you know, if you're a fan of those guitar players, like, they have at least one classic riff or solo, at least one on all their records throughout their career, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Ritchie play?
You know, no, I haven't, actually.
No.
I think he played once in Greece a long time ago, but he was with Blackmore's Night, and I remember that I think for some reason I couldn't go to that one, but I've never seen him play actually in a rock band, you know, with Purple or Rainbow.
No. Yeah, that would have been awesome, wouldn't it? Me
yeah.
neither. Yeah, especially with Ronnie Dio. I mean, what a combination.
yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he always had great singers, you know.
Yeah.
Always, and I mean, and I love all his stuff with Jolin Turner as well in Rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to say and leave a message for everyone too who's going to be listening to this?
I mean, thanks for listening, and thanks for, nice of you guys to do that, and, you know, God bless Ritchie Blackmore. And I think it's his birthday now, isn't it?
It was yesterday, yes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. Great, that's why we chose this week. We thought, why not make a whole week of it, you know, and celebrate him properly.
That's great. Nice of you guys.
Oh, thank you very much.